Good morning. It's July 25th, and welcome to Doing Life, Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Carry On, and you are listening to Carry On, My Wayward Son, in the style of Kansas. When vandal hordes ride down ready to eat me alive, those bullies and toughs fall flat on their faces. When besieged, I'm calm as a baby. When all hell breaks loose, I'm collected and cool. Psalm 27, 2 through 3, The Message. There's an expression that was produced as a motivational poster placed throughout London during the Nazi bombings of World War II, called the Blitz, that in recent years has undergone a resurgence in popularity. Quote, keep calm and carry on, unquote. The phrase now occurs on T-shirts, coffee mugs, and variations of it on 1,000 different memes. Maybe the world has never seen devastation as widespread, as lethal, with 85 million killed, as World War II, but there are still plenty of stresses to power through, from viral pandemics to state-sponsored terrorism to race riots to non-stop vitriolic political accusation. But the phrase can be applied on a personal level for all of us as well. Recently, I could not find the fifth piece out of 54 needed to assemble a gas grill for my mother. Now, the directions, as they are wont to be nowadays, had no words at all, in any language. They were drawings that sometimes sufficed, but often failed miserably in their rendering of a three-dimensional object intended to be fastened together in a particular orientation using 4XA screws, 4XD washers, and 2XB screws, all of which were theoretically available in the impossible-to-open, inadequately perforated plastic and cardboard and foil Fort Knox packaging material. All of the standard frustrations, like trying to screw on a nut with the pictured end wrench, when in fact it is recessed and quite impossible to do with an end wrench, could have been overcome if the dang thing weren't missing a piece. As I became increasingly angry and disgusted, I evidently became louder, more demonstrative in my discard of packaging and tool selection, and might possibly have said some bad words. Luckily, or not, my wife and 91-year-old mother were both witnesses of my diatribe. Being the good wife that she is, she simply asked if she could see the directions. I may have tossed them in her direction while I pointed out that the pieces were numbered with stickers and number 5 was not there. Long story short, much to my chagrin, no part was missing. I had placed number 2 between number 1 and number 3, just as instructed, and needed the identical number 5 to go between number 4 and number 6. The only problem being, as my lovely bride pointed out, the piece I had identified as number 2 was in fact number 8. Once I identified the correct number 2, I found the matching number 5. Your Honor, my only defense is that number 5 did not in fact have a sticker, although it was the mirror image of the correct number 2. As a surgeon, I can remain calm in some of the most harrowing medical emergencies and have done so in the past, but putting together a grill or altering a sailboat rigging or having a political discussion or following my wife's directions while driving can all become, well, heated. Why on earth is that, when daily I succeed in staying composed with regard to the worldly issues enumerated above? Perhaps because I, too, often ignore the verse that follows our opening verse. Psalm 27:4 says, I'm asking God for one thing, only one thing, to live with him in his house my whole life long. I'll contemplate his beauty and study at his feet. That's the only quiet, secure place in a noisy world. The Message. Maybe this dovetails with another popular meme. Keep the main thing the main thing. There's actually no reason for those who have the risen Christ abiding within them to ever have a hissy fit over trivialities. But I have a feeling I'm not the only one that does so from time to time. When you find yourself pretty sure you're missing piece number 5, take a breath, sit back, and count your blessings. In my case, I had a family for whom to put together a grill, a house outside of which to grill, the wherewithal to afford a grill, and the income to buy food to cook on the grill. Taking the time to pause, breathe, and thank God, even I might have noticed that the piece I thought was number 2 was just way too long to match the picture. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. John 15:4. The one who knows much says little. An understanding person remains calm. Proverbs 17:27. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that you made the seas and that only your voice can calm them. Christ was the ultimate example of calm under pressure. And with your Holy Spirit abiding in us, let the power that calms the seas pass through us. With your strength, Lord, let us stay calm and carry on, no matter the obstacles or controversies or frustrations before us. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.